2 weeks ago, Dallas City Council members were surprised to see proposed rules for new shared bike lanes on the agenda for a vote. The issue had not gone through the usual committee process. Council members decided it should. Yesterday, that prompted a spirited discussion among Quality of Life and Public Safety Committee members. Council member Sandy Grayson took issue with the shared bike lane on Main Street downtown. She says there is absolutely nowhere to pass a cyclist. Drivers just have to grin and bear it.
Talk about creating frustration in a motorist, and that's why people do these things they shouldn't do, which is get too close to a cyclist or pass them in a dangerous fashion. And I'm not in any way saying that that's acceptable. I'm saying, though, why create conditions that aggravate motorists?
Council colleague Angela Hunt, a cyclist herself, agrees. She says the shared lane concept is a recipe for failure.
It's aggravating to me as a cyclist. It's aggravating to my good friend Cindy as a car driver. And there's something so simple that we can do to make her happy, make me happy, and that is use separated lanes. It works. It works in other cities.
Hunt says the shared lanes are lip service to the bike-friendly image that Dallas would like to cultivate. Councilmember Carolyn Davis says they're certainly not what she envisioned at all.
See, the only reason I got involved in these bike lanes is because it was a hype. Everybody talked about it. It was to change the future of how we look at transportation. And so I'm not quite feeling it yet because it's just a bike lane, striped, and it's mixed in with everybody else.
Police say the marked shared lanes with new rules should help keep cyclists safer and establish the rules for two- and four-wheelers that share the road. Committee members, however, want some major revisions in the bike plan before a final vote. BJ Austin, KERA News.